Hello and welcome to the Cybersecurity Insider. My name is Igal Behar. Today we're going to talk about WordPress sites, 75 million websites under attack now. So there is a recent update to the file manager with an outdated jQuery. If you guys don't know what it is, it's okay, don't worry about it. Just make sure to update the WordPress to the latest version of WordPress. Just to save you grief and sadness about losing your website. So I'll give you a few tips about protecting website, but before I do that, I want to, and then I'll give you more tips. So apparently the last week we were under attack, our website was under attack, and we were flooded with a lot of contact us page submissions. From unknown source. Every time that we look at IP, it came from different place. So it really doesn't matter which IP it comes in. If you do like a IP blocking based on country, it's not gonna do anything, because if you're gonna use like a proxy that sits in the US, for instance, your website is being hosted on the US with one of the providers, they will be able to easily bypass this kind of restriction. So really blocking by IP address, although we saw some improvement, a little bit less of submissions, but this is again for a while. And then again, the flood, the emails were flooding our email server, and which is actually overloading the website as well for legit users. And then you cannot distinguish between the bad and the good. So this is actually a problem that you'll see. So this is kind of a denial of service. It's a form of denial of service, if you will. So what we did, our contacts page, we implemented what is called CAPTCHA. So it's a small code that you can enable in forms in, let's say, I don't know, forms, contact form 7 or other forms, that any kind of plugin that provides their forms functionality, you will be able to enable the CAPTCHA. Now, the other piece, you're going to need to go to Google. It's called Google. I forget the name. I'm going to find it. So anyway, you need to go to Google. If you follow the instructions from the plugin, it'll take you to the right place, to Google, where you can create your CAPTCHA keys. You need two codes. You generate those codes with your email address and your domain name. And then you put those pieces of information in the plugin, the form plugin, and that's it. And then you need to take the code, the field of the CAPTCHA code, and put it in your form. Once you do that, you'll have a better protection. Now, there is another thing that you need to do on the Google website where you generate the CAPTCHA code, the keys. You have the ability where there's a slider that you can change the slider and change the sensitivity, put it to the highest. This will prevent from all those submissions to flow. So now there's a little bit warning about this, because the more restrictive you make this, first you're gonna cause your people who are submitting forms, it's gonna cause them headache. And this is initially why we didn't have it there. We're trying to not to ask too many pieces of information from visitors, because you want to get the submissions. I know everybody is trying to reduce the information that we are collecting from visitors or potential customers. And the addition of the CAPTCHA now will create an additional delay in the submission. So they're going to need to either calculate something, or for instance, select all the trees or select the traffic lights or whatever you see on the picture, and they're going to ask a few times until they verify it. And this is to prevent from bots from submitting those forms. So once we did that, this nightmare was behind us. Well, we did other things, and I'm going to talk about a list of the things that we did as well. So like anything else, and we keep saying this all over, and if you're watching us for a while, we're talking about a few things that you can do to improve your security. So update the plugins. You have the ability to update the plugins. Make sure that you update the plugins. Now, there's another warning about updating plugins. Some plugins creators will remove some of the features that you already have there. And for those features, for additional features that you got for free, now you're going to need to pay for them. So this is one thing that you need to verify. But then it may cause other issues. So you need to make sure that the plugins are updated. The other piece is, and I mentioned it earlier, WordPress needs to be updated as soon as you can. Now, with the latest update with WordPress, there is another feature that you can choose the plugins to be updated automatically. So every time that the updates, the plugins are running, they're going to check if there is another update on the developer side and pull that update and install it on your website. And that will be done automatically. So you don't need to do anything. You just need to point and forget, and that's it. And you're done. Your website will be updated. The plugins will be updated automatically. And this is something very, very important. Another thing to do is, of course, to backup your site weekly, daily. It depends how many times you update your website, if it's been updated daily. So make sure to backup the site daily. There's plugins that does it for you automatically, the backups, the database, so you won't lose your data in case you have a problem with the website. Another way to protect the website is also having a firewall, what's it called, WAF, Web Application Firewall. You install it as a plugin. There's many plugins. I'm not going to recommend any kind of plugin. I don't want to come into this point. So there's other plugins. Please install those plugins. Some of them are bad, some are better. And I know some people will install maybe one of them, maybe two firewalls. That may cause issues. So install only one firewall and you should be fine. It's going to go for Millennium mode. It depends on the developer, depending on the what you plugin you choose. And that's it. I think I'm done with the WordPress. If you have any comments, questions, please put them down below. Submit to our channel. Subscribe to our channel. And this is another episode number 3. Thank you for watching. This is Igal Beha from the Cybersecurity Insider. Thank you and be safe.